USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, the feds arresting a man living in Marstown, New Jersey, who reportedly has ties to Hezbollah operatives. Alexei Saab, 42 years old, indicted and facing 9 counts related to terrorist activities. The feds say he scouted dozens of prominent buildings and locations in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Boston. On his hit list, the Statue of Liberty, the New York Stock Exchange, the United Nations building, and the always crowded Times Square. The feds say he also surveilled buildings in Washington, D.C. and Boston, including Fenway Park, where the Red Sox play. To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican lawmakers not giving up on a bill that protects a baby's right to life. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act is a bill that would require doctors to provide medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. One of the bill's co-sponsors, Republican from South Carolina Tim Scott, joins Fox News with an update on why the bill has not yet passed in the Senate.
It's stuck. We can't get 60 votes in the United States Senate to move that bill forward. SASA, the leading sponsor of that bill, we've been pushing this envelope, and we're going to continue to push it. It's just common sense. This is common decency. It's not an issue in the gray. This is a black and white issue, and we should all be on the side of life. This is a chance for every single person in this legislative body to be pro-child without talking about politics. We're talking about a child born separated from his or her mother, and whether we should let that child live.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is a second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy.
And lots of new words being added to the English dictionary, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The folks at Merriam-Webster Dictionaries just added 640 words back in April of this year, and now they've added another 540, among them vacay, also dad joke, pickleball, deep state, an escape room. Some words are getting additional meanings as well, like in the case of the word haircut. It now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.